So, first week of camp, tell me how you feeling. I could sense today maybe everybody was a little like, I mean, after, what, 7 days of practice, it's got to wear on you, right?
It does.
Yeah, so how you feeling?
Feeling great. Just glad to be back with my brothers, obviously. It's a blessing, and I think this camp is just so much better than it was last year, if I can honestly say. And I think we're making a lot of progress. Obviously, we're on a fast-tempo offense, and I think we're in good shape, but it's still a grind out there. Mm-hmm. You know, those series get real towards the end, and I think we're just getting better each day and just taking it as it comes, and eventually for September 1, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, today's offense was specifically, like, really, like, this was like a breakout day for the offense. I noticed, you know, when the defense gets a turnover, they do the whole thing of, like, running right past you, celebrating, you know, even if it's might have not been a fumble kind of turnover. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that gets a little grating. So was today nice to celebrate in front of them?
It was, because yesterday they got us pretty bad. So
yeah.
Today we definitely we put it in our head to take advantage of it. And we had to get them today, you know. We're great competitors out there. We're all boys at the end of the day, same team, obviously.
Yeah.
But we do like to get after each other, both sides of the ball.
Yeah. I saw one play where you were – I mean, they whistled it dead, but a guy just barely got an arm on you kind of thing. That's got to frustrate you.
Oh, yeah.
You saw the hole, you burst, you're gone. Somebody reaches out, touches your shoulder, and that's a – quote tackle, so yeah. I'm sure that's frustrating, right?
Yeah, Coach Smith is in charge of the whistle, so you know, he's a defensive guy, so he tries to end it early sometimes. I give him a hard time about that, but I think it's a little different once full go, but you know, for the practice, it's good. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a few plays though I've seen in camp that were like the South Florida touchdown, like nobody even touched you, like.
Yeah.
I'm sure that has to feel good to, you know.
It does.
Get out there, not get bumped, everything else. So what are your, you have any personal goals going into sophomore year, you know, back healthy and ready to go?
Personal goals are just really to do whatever I can to help this team win. I think we're all sick of losing. We say it all the time, but, like, it's a for real thing. And we're trying to change everything we possibly could. We're sick of it, so. We're doing everything we can, and I think for my goals this year, I really just want to put those to the side personally and just get this team some wins, you know. It's going to take all of us to do it. So that's really what's in our head this year.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about you know, having such a rotation of quarterbacks. You know, I'm sure on timing, on read plays, and everything else, it's probably a lot different than it was in the spring or even other times to have so many guys rotating in and out. What's that been like?
It is. I think it's good, though, you know, just to work with a lot of different quarterbacks, because we don't know who's going to be out there for September 1. So just getting to work with, you know, really, we get to work with 4 or 5 quarterbacks out there. It does take – their cadence may be a little different, but we try to really focus on everybody trying to do the same thing with our meshes and our cadence, just to focus on it, because – you know, it doesn't really matter who's out there. You got to play.
Mm-hmm. How hard was it to not play the final 7 games with the injury last year? Is that I mean, I guess you had to do it junior year of high school. You had to do some watching, so I'm sure that was rough. But
yeah, it was terrible, actually. I mean, my brothers were there for me, and it helped a lot. Definitely couldn't have done it without them. But just tough, you know. Things weren't going well here, obviously, and made it a little worse, and I wasn't able to do my part, and it was just a really bad situation. I don't want to be in that again.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just so appreciative to be out here again.
Got it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Good seeing you.
All right, Mike.